this is Louisville football coach Jeff Brom. You're listening to the home of UofL Athletics, 93.9 The Ville.
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Everybody be quiet. Ooh. I love it. Drama's in the ESPN Louisville. Hey, y'all.
Anytime we hear a voice. Anytime we hear a voice raise, we're like the nosy neighbors. Yeah.
Right now, people, we're peeking through the blinds and we're hoping not to turn on the light. Shut the lights off.
Nick, that's why Nick works so well with us. Right in the middle of the intro, he's like, hey.
Guys, open the door. Listen.
Like, yes.
They're shouting.
Yeah. Will you tell us? You keep us updated.
Chase left right in the
middle. I know. Chase missed it.
No, he's right there. Oh. I mean, he just got on the elevator. I'm like, you left?
Chase is like, well, I've had enough of this.
Yeah, Chase is smart enough to know I don't want to see anything.
I love Chase.
Man. Chase is just like, time to hit the old dusty trail. He's like, well, I'll be seeing you guys.
He's like, I don't want to be forced to testify. He's like, yeah, I don't want to testify. I don't want to have to take sides. So I'm getting right on out of here.
Oh my
Steve God. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
Man, we are here. I mean, listen, it's tournament season.
And what about Virginia?
What about Virginia?
What about Virginia?
They suck.
Golly.
God, that was embarrassing.
Ew.
They looked like butt. My God. They were cheeks, man. Like full cheeks.
What these young boys saying?
Yeah, they're cheeks, man. Oh my gosh. But yeah, man, it's you know, listen, it's another
what did Tony Bennett quit or something?
No, they were
this team's just not very good.
They're just not good. I mean, listen, at one point they went an hour real time without scoring a point. Now, there was a halftime in between there, but it was still like, it's been an hour. It was like 10:48, right? And they put a thing on the thing, and it was like, they have not scored since 9:48 p.m.
Let this be another lesson that a good coach can suck, too.
Well, listen, there's a reason. If I gave you, here's the thing. This is why all this matters. If I told you, and everybody knows where I'm going with this, but if I told you, like, okay, listen, I got a coach for you, blind resume. Mm-hmm. He's got a national title, you know, multiple ACC championships, multiple first round. You'd be like, oh, my God, yes. And then if you told the Louisville fan it's Tony Bennett, they'd be like, nah, I'm good. He's got a championship. Like, he's got a better resume than Scott Drew. It's like, yeah, I don't care. Not even remotely interested.
Let that be lesson number one moving forward.
Yeah.
Even good coaches can be the first four in have national championships, a roster, a full experienced roster.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he has adults on his roster. Nikki, can you look up the ages? Like, go to the Virginia roster.
All right. Let's see what we got
and
here.
I want you to, yeah, just say the year eligibility or whatever. The right, current year they are. Here. My goodness.
UVA basketball roster.
Sorry about that. I'm just curious to know what he went to the tournament with. Because if I see a heavy freshman
let's see here.
Class.
Yeah.
Blake Buchanan, freshman. Dante Harris.
Names. Yeah, we don't care about the name.
Redshirt junior, senior, sophomore, freshman, junior, sophomore, freshman, sophomore, freshman.
Pretty young.
Grad student, senior, freshman.
That's pretty young.
Grad student, redshirt freshman, junior.
Yeah, they're pretty young.
That's pretty
it's
young.
Fairly young, yeah.
Yeah, especially for him.
Don't matter. That was still terrible, though.
It was at Colorado State. You still can't be getting wasted.
Nico Medved, baby. He's always been my mid-major darling just because I like his
there
name.
There we go. Next coach. Nick said it right there.
Nico Medved. Freaking Medved.
Bucket. What did Drew... Wait.
When did Drew say no? I don't know. It does feel like I don't know, but I mean, just the winds are a shifting that it probably won't be him.
I mean, listen, we've all been recruited, right? I mean, we all know what it's like to be recruited, right? And you don't really have to say no, you know, like, you know, when a coach comes here and he gives you his sales pitch and, you know, he's telling you all these things. I'm telling you, man, the worst conversation, the most shut down. I was like Scott Drew, allegedly, when Bobby Knight called my phone.
Yeah.
I listened. There was nothing he could say.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I was happy that Indiana and Bob Knight actually called me, and I was happy to be talking to him, but there was nothing he could say. And he had the best basketball sell job. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I had good questions for every coach during all the recruiting process, right?
Yeah.
And he just had an answer for everything. And it was, now he's like, you know, like I said, I remember just him saying, you know, what don't you like about us? You know, and I was like, you know, the offense is a little staggy. Like, you know.
You, I don't
know. You. I don't know if you're going to headbutt me or something.
Yeah.
I've heard things, coach.
Yeah. That's it.
No, but he's like, okay, what don't you like? You know, the offense kind of, you know, blah, blah. He was like, well, actually, you know, in the last, you know, seven, you know, 10 years, you know, we've been either number one or number two in total scoring. And, you know, it's like, oh, okay, oh, yeah. You know, but I'm still kind of, yeah. And then he goes to the next thing and just goes to the next thing. And I'm like, Bloomington, you know. And he just had we have 17 urban care centers, you know, in the 3-mile radius.
We got Kilroy, son.
Hey, listen, I'm telling you, he had a stat for diversity. He had just anything. And I'm just making up things.
Yeah, and there's that. Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Hey, Kevin Hart. What?
Yeah, there's a whole lot of that. Yeah,
hey, Kev.
Bloomington.
that. But point being, you could be Bobby Knight, or you could be Josh Hurd, like Bobby Knight selling Drew on something, but he has to listen. That's Louisville calling me. I got to take that call. That's Louisville making the offer. I got to hear. I want to hear what they have to say to be, so I can always keep my confidence when I go in ask for something at my current university. I just talked to Louisville, like, watch what you say, you know, go watch your mouth a little bit, you know, because, you know, that job will open back up in 2 years, maybe, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the reason I say all that is to say, don't just assume he was just like, nah, you know, like he might have just been listening.
Well, and don't even assume it's for sure. No, it just feels that way. I mean, that's like I've heard a lot of people, you know, it's kind of starting to feel like Dusty May is probably in the driver's seat.
Mm.
But that also, we'll get to it in a second. That also doesn't necessarily mean it's him.
Mm.
Like, I mean, you know, it's like recruiting, man. You could say, yeah, no, that kid told me. that kid told me, I'm going to Louisville. And then the next week you're there and it's like, he's like, I'm going to UCLA. Like, what happened? You told me. So I reported it. I went on here and I was like, kid's 100% going to Louisville. Yeah, I got the best source in the world. He's going to Louisville.
How many years have we done that, Steve?
Yeah, no, it's impossible. It's impossible. That's
what drove Rick Pitino insane.
Yeah. So it's like,
no, I literally signed him.
So who's to say that there's not been, I mean, that number's pretty big. So who's to say that another coach has not jumped in and said, no, well, wait a minute now, before you give that job to Dusty May.
Whoa.
Don't give that job to Dusty May just yet. I might be interested in it. And it might be a guy. It might be a guy that Louisville says, okay, this is one we have to check on.
Yeah, just like use Mark Few for an example.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, just for a completely hypothetical.
Yeah.
Mark Few hears that number. Mark Few's agitated with Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Mark Few feels like he's ran his course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look, and again, you can say, oh, why would he do this? And he has this kind of deal and that kind of deal.
Yeah.
If Mark Few and his AD, you know, anything behind the scenes. Listen, we love to do the kids nowadays.
Yeah.
No, coaches nowadays. Coaches nowadays are quick to do the exact same.
Yeah.
NIL, you know, 1 year transfer, mm-hmm. you know, like I said. So if Mark Few, hypothetically, was just like, hey, here's, can you match this number? Do you have this number on the table for me? I'm interested in it. Can we talk? You have to put, you almost have to put the Dusty May negotiations on hold.
Yeah.
But it's a dangerous game.
It's a dangerous game mm-hmm. because if you love Dusty May
mm-hmm.
and you feel like, hey, man, no, I believe this guy can do some damage here. Like, he could be a big-time coach.
And you don't want to damage this in the opening relations. It's like a Satterfield talking with another team early after 1 year. You know, it's just like one little move like that where you think we're making ground and then I hear about you, you know, negotiating with another coach and then now I have to start open up my negotiations with other coaches and, you know, maybe some other school gets in on Dusty May, you know.
Oh, yeah.
If I get caught talking to Mark Few.
Or, listen, anybody with a brain knows Indiana's coming open next year. Now, right? If Dusty May comes here, I think he's coming here saying, okay, I'm passing on that.
Mm-hmm.
But Indiana fans aren't thrilled about this mm-hmm. right now. Go read their message boards. Mm-hmm. They're a little worried that Louisville's going to snag Dusty May here.
Right.
So what if you start talking and talking and talking, and he says, you know what? I've got a good deal here. I'm just going to wait. I'm going to do another year for Atlantic. You know, listen, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get that job. Yeah. Like, you know, be in the running. I'm good right where I'm at. So, yeah, there's a lot, man.
Would Indiana pay more for Dusty May next year than we would this year?
I mean, well, it depends. I mean, what we may be paying more. What if Dusty May goes and beats UConn Sunday? You think his price tag's going to go up a little bit?
Oh, guaranteed.
Oh, it's going to. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, you don't know. Or what if he gets beat by Northwestern on Friday?
Would you want to be in the negotiations as a Louisville
yeah,
fan?
It's like,
if he gets busted by Northwestern?
Yeah. Let me see. I'm sorry, I've neglected the text line.
8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. Really quick. Actually, not really quick. I want to pause this show. I want to give a huge shout out, appreciation shout out to the blind squirrel. Is this blind squirrel or the blind squirrel? I'll say blind squirrel.
People know what about it.
Blind squirrel. The hospitality was phenomenal. The food was excellent. It's 5-star recommendation from Marcus Maben. Blind squirrel. If you heard about it, and you've thought about maybe checking it out, do it. I highly recommend it. So, and again, personal appreciation for the hospitality. you know, staff was very, very friendly. Everybody's really efficient. It was really smooth. So I just wanted to make sure I gave them.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. Yeah. Food was great. That beer cheeseburger was absolutely fantastic.
I got the breakfast burger.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. He said you got the burger and the tacos.
I thought the tacos.
Sweet Jesus, dude.
Listen, I thought the tacos were like those little mini tacos, like an appetizer.
He was like, yeah, Marcus got the tacos and the burgers.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, when I saw the bag come out,
I was like, no wonder he's drinking turmeric this morning.
That's pretty funny.
Need a whole lot of turmeric from last night. Look,
Mr. Health comes in here and yells at Nick. Look, and he had the tacos and the burger last night. His insides are eating themselves.
A little Tex-Mex.
One and one. Yeah, there was two different. Those were two different sit downs. I didn't know. Listen, I thought they were appetizers.
That a kid. Proud of you.
Yeah, like, it was like, okay, I'm sorry about that. That lady came out the bag. I was like, I can't get that to the car.
No. That was a lot. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I got a little worried when I saw Blake and Baker's. I was like, wait a minute. Those are the tacos? You remember? I saw Dina. I was like, are those the tacos? You get four?
Fish tacos.
Yeah. I'm like, you get four of those?
They were massive, man.
I think Blake Rigger only ate two of them.
Texas. How many did it come with?
Four.
Damn.
They were stuffed.
They were big, man. There says it's not the worst thing in the world to get the next coach, up-and-comer head coach, then take the money you saved, put it towards the NIL. It's the NBA model. College basketball is moving that direction. I would go a step further. Let's have a little conversation really quick with Dusty May. Let's because it seems he's the topic du jour. I don't think it's a sure thing he's the coach just yet. But not only NIL, we talked about this before the show, staff. Because what I wouldn't want with an up-and-comer like that necessarily is a copy and paste of his staff.
Why?
Because it's a step up. It's a step up. A big step up. Atlantic, ACC. Like, you know what I'm saying? American to the ACC.
Are we sure we don't need to humble ourselves a little bit?
What do you mean?
And say, well, maybe it's not the super step up like we're acting like on the job.
The ACC was garbage this year and got five teams in. Like, you know, it's still a good conference. Like,
right.
When I read that, I'm like, okay, you need guys around you that are going to challenge you. That aren't just...
I 1,000% agree. Like I said, I was wanting you to elaborate, to explain to people, you know, what we're saying. I was, you know, making a case against what you were saying. But in real life, in real time, I've learned that.
Yeah.
Front row, firsthand. Like I said, let's just say, put it this way. I used to be okay with maybe just add a recruiter.
Right.
If you're moving up. Mm-hmm. You keep your main two guys. Add a super recruiter. Maybe it's a guy that's not your best friend, but I can go get you.
And I don't know. He might have a guy that's just with him for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, you may have one dude there. It's like, no, that's my guy. Mm. But I need you to go get a big-time recruiter. I need you to go get a for Dusty May, I think defensive guy would be something, you know, because they're more of an offensive-minded team, you know, and I have no doubt he can coach that. But, you know, like, I need to go get a one-on-one developer, you know, and then the support staff. You got the extra guys, you know, that can be on there. I mean, you've got ops guys. You've got guys that can be on the court. You know what I mean? Film guys. Like
managers, film.
Build a massive build. I would almost rather some of that money. Yeah. More money go to that.
Hey, Nikki.
Even than players. You're fine. If you don't want to answer the phone, you don't have to.
It brings like 10 times. Trust me.
Just your job.
I have got to know. One day, I'm going to send you to sneak around and peek behind Nikki. And
see what he's looking at?
Because there is no
it's porn.
Way that he can have a phone ringing. And it's not about the phone. This is about even when we're talking. I've seen him not even look up. For a full, like, he's listening to the best radio show in the world.
Yeah.
And he can, like.
No, you don't care.
and not even.
I can multitask.
Look, he don't care one bit.
His eyeballs not even.
Yeah.
Okay.
Over the top of his phone.
Do you, because I'm quiet. I play the role of, oh yeah, Nick, I'm so humble, but I really am an egomaniac. Do you want to know what I'm texting? Oh, what was going on back there?
There he goes. Name
all
drop.
Right. All right. So basically,
here comes
what happened. Strebel couldn't do it. So at the last minute, they needed to find a quote. I'm putting the finger quotes, finger talent things. A celebrity worst judge for the, like, you know, sausage contest at Bockfest over the weekend. Now, I work at the restaurant, but the restaurant's right there in Lulu. So I'm trying to figure out if I can still be a celebrity guest judge and eat all kinds of free sausage and then go... work my shift. So that's what's happening. I'm trying to see if it's okay if I can be a celebrity guest judge. And that person on the phone, I didn't get her name, but she wanted to know if we had officially picked our prediction for when KCD was going to happen. And I know we talked to KCD, but we didn't.
Told that whole story and buried the lead.
He spent a minute and a half talking about eating sausage.
As a celebrity. I'm a celebrity guest judge. And then he which would be my second time being a celebrity guest judge. It just tickles me to say that.
Texture says, okay, hear me out. We hired Dusty May with $15 million buyout. IU comes and gets him. Next year, we are out of debt, and we get Will Wakes. The show calls us up. Okay. He would be an option if you waited a year. Be much more of an option. Yeah. Leave room for Leibs and Reese. I feel you. I like that. Let's see. The money you save hiring May instead of Drew should be made up by giving him an awesome coaching staff plus NIL. That will help us out. Yeah, I mean, no, I agree. Now, here's the thing.
The listeners care.
Like,
is that what you're saying?
FAU would promote from within if we got, I don't, we got, I think it was something to, somebody said bring back Brian Hall. But it
miss me some Brian.
You know, again, when Chris Mack came over, he did kind of copy and paste the staff, except for one that didn't work out so well.
Like I said, I can listen while texting. I know what you're saying.
It's
yourself.
What do you mean, Steve?
But he was also, yeah. He brought over his staff and an extortionist all in one. Fell swoop there. So, but he was a number one seed. Like, so it's a little different. Andy was in the Big East. You know, it's like, okay, you kind of do that. With Dusty May, I will say, as much as I, hey, what do you say? Hey, go out by the bay. Just May.
Go eat some hay. Yeah.
No, but it's with him. I do think you have to upgrade what's around you.
Right.
Like, I think he can do the job, but I need what's around you upgraded.
Let's stop for a second. Just put a timestamp, and we will come right back to this timestamp. What do you think about Pitt and Syracuse opting out the NIT?
Everybody soft. Opted out of the NIT.
Soft. St. John's doing it, too. All of it soft.
Everybody. I mean, they have, what, like 9-10 teams?
Yeah.
Said no?
Yeah. What happens when you take it out of the garden? The highest level of respect to Hinkle Fieldhouse.
Yeah, the NIT is
truly, unfortunately, no disrespect.
I think it's about over.
Yeah, that pisses me off. It's a shame.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I like the NIT, so I hate that. I'm not for it, but I think it's going to end.
Is it just for smaller schools who want to play?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you're a school now, I mean, anymore, the way the portal is and stuff, it's like, why waste my time playing in the NIT? Because I've got to re-recruit my guys. Some of my guys are just going to enter the portal.
Tom Crean.
Yeah, I can get that sound if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the purest...
Steve, are you talking about Dino? Do you know any other extortionists that's been around here? The only two I know are Dino and Karen Cypher. So, yeah, I'm talking about Dino.
And Cypher was
watch
not
it.
A part of Chris Max.
Yeah.
And I still can't believe Nicky gets
both of them. Both of them blanked the head coaches. God. Dusty May does know Coach Lieberman. So the texter says.
Lieberman can talk him into taking it.
I love it, man.
Sell job. sell job. Tom Crean. Because I don't know.
So I want to make a correct a mistake. Brian Wardle played for me. Malivi Leons is his player.
Okay.
I had that one wrong.
Stop, Coach.
He's way
stop.
Too good.
What? Okay.
You remember at the end of Dodgeball when he was like effing Chuck Norris, right? Effing Brian Wardle.
Okay.
Boy, he used to tear my ass up. Hey, Steve, you know when you tell stories about traveling to delegation schools and just the fundamental, just the truest fundamental. Brian Wardle, bad body, buzz cut, perfect Marquette looking player, right? He was the perfect Marquette player, right? White dude. Boy, Steve, I was like, how in the world is he getting these buckets? I mean, just perfect fundamental player, you know what I'm saying? And I really, really respected him, and I hated his guts as a player. And you just, I'm just listening. I heard him say that. Okay, keep playing.
I love it.
God. Good for me to screw that name up.
Sorry.
Very versatile player. There's no question about it. I would want to coach. I would want to develop my team. You've got bigger staffs than you've ever had. There's plenty of time for the portal. There's plenty of time to talk to recruits. There's plenty of time to negotiate NIL deals. There's not plenty of time to play. There's not plenty of time to get your players on the floor and give them a chance to get better. There's not plenty of time for guys to continue to play that may never get to play again. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, is absolutely ridiculous. It's each coach's choice. I get it. But if you take away a chance to play the games, to put your team on the floor, mm-hmm. let them opt out. All right, the bowl season has it all the time. Let it happen. Who cares? Give your players and coaches a chance to keep coaching and playing. Wow. And don't shortchange. If a guy doesn't want to play, go sit out. If a coach doesn't want to coach, go recruit. But there's got to be enough people to put 5, 6, 7 people on the floor and go play. Makes absolutely zero sense to me.
Free Tom Crean.
I like it. I've got a few other things.
You think the fans of those respective places care?
Of where?
Of the everybody who opted out of the NIT. You think the fans are pissed off about it?
No.
Or just the blue bloodish schools?
The name schools. It's like, I don't care.
That's extremely unfortunate. Because I do like the NIT, and I do think that,
agreed.
Yeah, the opportunities for, you got to get the, man, those games matter, man. Getting those extra games in, it matters. I really don't see the downside.
No, I agree. Yeah. It's just the portal now.
Yeah, I think they need to change the portal date when the portal opens. And I think also if there is tournament expansion, then the NIT is going to be.
Would it make the portal more exciting or more fair if you waited until after the tournament?
100%. I mean, like.
I know. Are players going to be at the Final Four negotiating NIL deals like coaches do?
Well, there's going to be like all lobby teams now for players.
Oh, God, Steve.
Right.
Steve, would you go to the Final Four and just let some coaches see you up and close to first? It's like, oh, that's that Louisville kid. It's like, oh, yeah, let's talk.
Well, what about this? Like,
you, me, bathroom.
I know, right?
Got to talk.
Hey, how's it going?
Charity's uncle texted me, and I do agree with him here. Like, what if they had like $1 million NIL payout to the winner of the NIT?
They have to do that. Yeah, yeah.
Of course, now
I think that would be a great idea.
Of course, now at that point, the NCAA would probably, the tournament would probably have to be like, well, we're going to have to do something. Like, because at that point,
please,
people are going to be like,
please don't pick, yeah,
people are going to be like, I'm in the NIT. I'm out.
They're opting out of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, so you probably would have to do that, you know, something there. But like, you know, they're having the tournament next year
in the regular season.
That's going to be a NIL payout tournament.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
Okay, I didn't hear.
Okay,
about
yeah,
that.
Next year in college basketball, there's a tournament that is in, and at the end, there's a payout NIL payout for the winners. So it's like they're playing for money. It's a real deal.
Playing for money, like a college TBT.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. I mean, yeah, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be for money. So, which is kind of crazy. I know we're about to take a break, so I can wait. I do got a couple other things. Like I said, I don't know that Dusty May is for sure the guy. I'm not saying that. I feel like he's the leader in the clubhouse right now.
I think it helps for us to have a face, though, to use to talk about other stuff around the coaches. You know, like I said, sometimes you have to put a cone there because you can't just imagine the cone there. You know, just like I said, even if it's not the guy, I still think, it's able to use him. It helps to win the conversation.
So there's a couple things. I know we'll take Brandon and get to a break, but when we come back, there is a couple things I want to throw in there about him that's like, hey, this is, again, I'm going to give you some faces to think of what could be next season. You know what I mean? So that way you kind of it start to piece stuff together.
Brandon, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's up, boys? How y'all doing?
Feeling good.
Great. I just want to ask, why are we discussing Sean Miller and Xavier, but we can discuss Will Wade?
Will Wade has a show cause attached to his name.
Exactly. Sean Miller does not.
No, yeah, Miller don't. So Miller's good. Yeah, Miller, I'd take Miller right now.
He's been to four Elite Eights and four Sweet 16s. He's got a resume that shows he can sustain success at a major program. He was in the Sweet 16 last year. He's right there. I know he got fired from Arizona. I'm fully aware of that, but I'm just saying, I would feel better about his resume than any of these other guys that we're talking about, not named Scott Drew.
Yeah. No, I like Sean Miller. I think Sean Miller would be a good coach here. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, Brandon, appreciate it, man.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, I'm with you. I just don't know that I just haven't heard anything about him to make, you know,
to really have him in the
conversation. Mm-hmm. Of course, it wouldn't shock me at all if we wake up one day and the next coach at Louisville is somebody we haven't even talked about, you know, because sometimes those deals go down that way because they're so quiet. You know, and you'll be like, I didn't even know they were talking to Bruce Pearl, you know, or something. That's the first name come to mind. But like, you know,
why would you do that?
I know.
Why would you do that?
Because he would be my number one, probably. I mean, out of college coaches, you know, it'd be like, I think he would just fit here so well. But yeah, I mean,
I'd be scared he loved Brandon too much. Right,
might
no, because listen, when he was stomping around Tennessee, he was traveling down to see Brandon, or he was doing the camp.
Oh yeah,
you know, just, they kind of got a relationship to go back. I'll tell you what, we'll take a quick commercial break. Roll along here on 93.9 The Ville.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
American Dream. He's just a common man. Man, working hard for the man. Hey,
be made to come out to if we hire
him? Give me the
record. Dusty Rhodes. Common man has got his gold. Hey, he's a man. Come on, you don't know what this is? He's a man. One of the greatest theme songs of all time, man.
I'm trying to fit that in a movie. I'm trying to fit that in a movie.
Oh, in a movie?
Yeah, like what?
That's fair. Yeah, no, this was...
What kind of movie would that be in?
Oh, gosh. Some 80s movie.
Oh, 100%
80s. Yeah. I mean,
but what kind of...
There's a training montage going on while this is playing.
Yeah.
What movie would that be? Texas 93.9. What movie would that be in a part of the soundtrack?
Yeah, well, Dusty Rhodes, you know, Dusty May.
Probably one of those Karate Kid.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, get his train on.
Or like a Chuck Norris movie. He's an American soldier or something. And he's like,
chopping down bamboo plants with his shins.
One of those rescue.
Oh my God. Rescue movies.
While we're getting a little carried away, let me take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Roadhouse, maybe. Yeah, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. On a personal note, people know, you know, my relationship, my long-standing relationship with Chris Williams and Four Pegs. Now, the minute this show is over, this deal might be over because I'm going to call him after the show and say, what are you doing, dude? Like, are you trying to go out of business? Four Pegs, Wednesday, $20 all-you-can-eat jumbo smoked wings.
Wait, for real?
I mean, you can buy them individually, but
yeah,
all you can eat jumbo smoked wings for $20. It's like, Chris.
Yeah, that's a
be careful.
Yeah, that's so.
God, his wings are good.
A lot of wings, man.
Y'all better get to Four Pegs before I get to Chris, because he's gonna have to rearrange his menu, but. Shout out to Four Pegs. Just put it out there. That's what he posted. So don't blame me, Chris. I'm just reading it from the account.
Dude, but
I'm listening.
I don't mean to bring the mood of the show down. Oh, my God. We're in trouble next year, basketball-wise. Jovanovic just hit the portal. God! God, he had 24 points in 20 games played.
You know, there's a comedy skit that Dave Chappelle said. He talked about when we were kids. Now, Steve, I don't know if you remember this, but when the Challenger exploded, we were able to just cancel school with Danilo Jovanovic in the portal. I think it may be appropriate for us to cancel the rest of the show.
Wait a minute. Did you just compare the Challenger explosion?
No, I was comparing
Danilo entering the portal.
I was comparing the reaction of the school to the Challenger explosion. No, I was comparing Dave Chappelle's lesson about the way we handled distraught news and just to find a way we should handle this.
Oh, man.
You realize we're the flagship of the University of Louisville.
You got me. I was about to throw something. People thought we signed Orlando Antigua as the head coach or something. They're like, I'm out. I quit. I'm cheering for another team. That's all there is to it. I'm done.
That would be the thing.
Done.
That just puts you over the.
Yeah. I'm done.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Are we too close to the top of the hour? Because here's the thing.
Okay.
Your content on roster assembly.
Okay.
It's pretty. You know. It's pretty heavy.
Okay.
I don't want you to get started on that.
Fair enough.
You know, with this short amount of time. So I got a question. This is like a right up Nikki's alley type thing. And you see how excellent how Nikki tried to throw me in cancel territory, Steve? I'm talking about Dave Chappelle's joke on the Challenger exploding.
I just wanted to make sure
and the reaction to what kids used to do back in the day. And you know what Nikki did? He grabbed the most triggering part of that and said,
"That's true."
So you're comparing
Danilo Jovanovich. I wanted to make sure we weren't doing that.
Danilo Jovanovich.
Let's do that out of love.
People, I want y'all to go back and listen because this is the education that you need to get from this show. He went and got the Challenger explosion and the Danilo Jovanovich and just took them and made a big poop sandwich out of it, a big cancel poop sandwich, and said, "Gotcha."
Mm-hmm. Yep,
I gotcha.
He did it,
Marcus. A poop challenger sandwich, cancel culture challenger sandwich. Okay,
Texter's right. If you have a UofL flag today, lower it to half staff.
That's awesome. How 38-31, 93-9. How are we going to mourn the departure? But he's still recruitable.
Yeah.
So there's still a chance that we can get him back.
How many of the guys in the portal do you think end up coming back?
None.
Fair enough.
If they get in the portal, they're going.
Yeah. I am coming back.
Are you allowed to say my bad and say I didn't mean to enter the portal?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, no, I feel like.
Have we seen that yet?
I'm sure.
Said, I was just emotional.
I said, of course, sure if he did that, that's what wannabe Marxists do.
Wow. You went zero to Marxist?
Wow.
Damn,
Marxist
dude.
Maven.
Marxist Maven.
It's real. That's a real account here. It's a real.
There's player. A real. Oh, yeah. God.
It's awesome.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's my favorite account.
So, what do you mean your favorite account? That's your account. Really quick. This is a Nikki special question I thought about. And I just want hot answers. And after you roll out a couple of answers, then we can play out the music. Okay, Steve, I need you locked in on this one.
Ready.
Right. Nikki, I need you locked in on this one. Food that you tried by accident and end up loving.
Probably.
Texters 38-31-93-9. Food that you tried by accident.
That's a good one.
And ended up loving. Like maybe it was on your sandwich or maybe just you didn't realize what it was.
That's a good one.
And you end up loving it.
Probably avocado. I want to say I probably had avocado, like guacamole.
Avocado
by mistake.
Probably going to be one of the highest. I would think guacamole and avocado is probably one of the highest.
Pretty good one.
Is one of the highest to show because it's just, it's green and slimy looking. It's like.
Yeah, right. Just thought it was lettuce.
Yeah, an average American kid is not looking at avocados and thinking, can't wait to be an adult so I can eat avocados with them.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell are y'all eating? Right? So you would.
Probably Max Orient for me. Yeah.
How was that an accident?
Yeah, probably Max Orient for me.
How was that an accident, though?
I just smelled it too much. Like Elijah's mom used to get it when we were in high school all the time. And like, I could just smell it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I guess that ain't an accident. I don't know.
You may have some conscious decision. I will say
this. What is this?
Max Orient?
I have no idea what this is.
Sample.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
I will say this.
Yeah, all right.
I will say this.
Most polite, pushy like sample guy actually, ever.
The reason I thought about this is because, see, perfect. Denny's had a breakfast burger, mm-hmm. right? And I forgot one time, I forgot to tell him I want my eggs scrambled, right? So they just have it, you know, what is it, over easy or something that. I'm telling you, listen, I bit into this burger, right? Don't mark this, okay?
Promise. Won't.
I bit into this burger, and that explosion in my mouth of that egg popping, I was gross,
creamy,
out.
And warm.
A nice mouthfeel to it.
I was grossed out for about 4 seconds, right?
Right.
And I was like,
it's like, what have I been missing?
Yeah, I was like, this is what people been, you know, is this what over easy tastes like? Like, there was no way you were going to get a child, Marcus Maben,
right,
to have it, you know, an egg.
A with runny
that
egg.
Or with that bubbly yolk and just liquid yolk.
Yeah, you were scrambled, man.
But fried okra is a good one for me.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Actually, that might be one for me.
That and Brussels sprouts.
Where's the place? I went in Alabama. We stopped in Gulf Shores for a day because we wanted to go. They throw the rolls.
At the Sharks?
Pause.
No. Throw the rolls at the Sharks. No, they throw bread rolls in the.
My pause, y'all.
In the, you know what I'm saying? In the restaurant. God, what's the name? There's only two of them. There's one in like Alabama, and there's one in Missouri.
Oh, they throw it in the, that's awesome.
Yeah, they're the big rolls, and they're like, and you just got to, like, as you're eating, you like, hey, over here, and they're like.
Got you.
They'll toss you a roll, you know.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
What's the name of the restaurant, man? Somebody help me out.
You've talked about
it before.
I know,
yeah. And anyways.
I want to go just for that.
Anyways, as somebody will somebody will text it in. But as
Marcus Meet the Mixtape,
they bring around a bunch of sides, right? And one of them was fried okra. So I didn't know what it was.
You saw a fried ball.
I kind of thought it was like Lambert's. Thank you. Yes, Lambert's.
Thank you.
Gosh. Yeah, good call, Texter. But anyways, I thought it was like a hush puppy or something. So I ate it, and I was like, yeah, Lambert's. Yeah, Lambert's is coming in like a million times now. Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all so much. But yeah, I ate it.
And they're doing it aggressively.
Yeah. So there's only two.
A caller just said Lambert's.
Yeah, because there's only two of them. It's like everybody knows what these are. So they bring sides, and one of them, and I thought it was like a hush puppy or something. So I was like, let me try it. And I ate it, and I was like, that's good. Mm-hmm. I like that. So yeah, I like fried okra.
You could order it.
Yeah,
you
I was like, that's good. I would eat that as a side. Yeah, yeah. So to this day, I eat some fried okra.
Fried okra is good.
Yeah.
What is that? Was that potato cakes?
That's what I was gonna say.
Turkey
what,
sausage.
What food?
Turkey sausage. Accidental.
What food besides eggs? I think maybe eggs and potatoes. The way that it's prepared has like the biggest spectrum of like different ways you can experience it.
Potatoes,
because like potatoes, you know, I mean there's such a difference between mashed potatoes and like scalloped potatoes and everything like that.
Baked potatoes,
yeah, and like egg. Do you really scrambled just, do you really over just, easy?
Do you with twice baked potatoes? Do you really just like peel them out and?
I don't know.
Because those things is incredible.
I don't know if I've ever had them.
When I was in college and they would be at the table, I would just dominate the little twice baked potato.
Yeah.
Hey, damn, Marcus. Queen. Damn, twice baked. Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that. I'll take that. Okay, play us out, Nikki, because Steve got some hard hitting, heavy Dusty May continuation conversation.
When people want to know when KCD's happening.
Oh, we don't know. You never know when KCD's happening. That's the beauty of KCD.
But if you had to make a prediction.
No, you don't predict KCD, Nick.
Don't you know
that? Not in the spirit of the holiday.
No.
Not in the spirit of the holiday.
Nobody predicts KCD. You just let it happen.
You just end up going to Kroger and somebody calls you and you go, shut up.
It's KCD.
And somebody goes, happy KCD.
No, no. Like,
shut up. Pineapple on pizza. That's a good one.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because somebody will ask, that's something you accidentally do. Asparagus? Nah, you did that on purpose. Animal. Roll along, 939 DeVille.